Hello, hello, hello.
Ooh,
oh, yay. It is.
Perfect.
Okay.
Hello. Welcome to our podcast.
Hello.
Welcome to our podcast. This is a great time.
This is a podcast.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 28 of This is 20-something. I am solo recording this week because Val had some very unexpected things happen in her personal life this week, and honestly, a little bit of an unprecedented situation. She wasn't super sure how to handle it. And I don't want to speak too much for her, but she just needed time to process and focus only on herself and that situation. So, yeah, I am getting this episode to you on my own this week, and we are going to push through. So we miss you, Val. We love you. Can't wait for you to be back. Because of that, I didn't want to jump ahead to the next topic that Val and I plan to talk about, because I know that it's something that she really wants to be involved in the conversation about. So I don't want to take that away from her. So since this episode will come out just 3 days before my daughter turns one, I wanted to sort of reflect on my first year as a parent. And since, you know, I'm the only one in this equation on this podcast who is a parent, it felt like an appropriate topic to do on my own. Of course, I wish Val were here for every topic, but this one felt like I wasn't going to be excluding her from any conversation, you know? So let's start out with your listener question for this episode. I asked, are you a parent? And said, pet parents count too for this question. And said, if you are, tell us your favorite part of parenthood. We got several answers. So Chelsea said, so many, I will say I'm a pet parent and a human parent. A pet parent is that unconditional love and excitement when you come home or enter a room that is my favorite. As a human parent, watching them grow and experience new things for the first time. I agree with both of those things on the pet parent and human parent front. Let's see here. Morgan said, as a pet parent, I love when Maple pulls her ears back and looks guilty knowing she's been doing something she shouldn't be. But her ears and eyes melt me. I also love when she's trying to be sweet and gets so excited she will lick your hands to death and loves to lick ears. Oh my goodness. Sounds like Maple and my husband would get along great because he loves a good dog kiss. Rose said, Freya is my whole world. When I lay down at night, she always lays right next to me, and it's the sweetest thing ever. Also, she drools when the pets are too good, and I think it's adorable. That's so cute. Actually, Bunny does drool sometimes, and so does Georgie. So I'm not going to say none of mine do, but it's a rare occurrence. I commented and said, I have so many faves about being a parent. Hearing my babies laugh for the first time was definitely one of them. So that's kind of what we're going to be talking about today, is just me reflecting on the first year of being a parent. I'm going to try to keep it kind of short. I don't have really much structure for this episode and didn't plan too much of it in advance. I just wanted to sit down and sort of think about where I was this time last year and where I am right now. And yeah, so I think before becoming a parent, my biggest thing was I didn't know what to expect. And honestly, for a lot of my life, I was the type of person who, I don't know quite how to explain this. I was the type of person who felt like I needed a manual to things to be able to function. Like, I needed to know step by step, how does this work? How do I become successful in this certain area? And the closer I got to having Laurel, not completely, but the closer I got, I started to realize that so much of it was going to have to be intuitive. And I know that being pregnant isn't an experience that everybody has on their journey to parenthood. But I think even if you're not pregnant, you're still, in most cases, preparing somehow. If you're adopting, you're going through a process with that. If you're a foster parent, you've taken classes and have at least had conversations about being ready for that and preparing for that. Obviously, if you're pregnant, you spend time preparing as your body prepares itself. If you have a partner who's pregnant, or if you have a surrogate, you're able to watch that person change, and it's kind of a signifier to you that it's getting closer to be ready for this life to be here. So I think no matter how you arrive at parenthood, there is this kind of sweet spot where it is real to you, but you're still not quite sure what to expect. And you know that it's going to be real in a matter of days or hours or whatever it might be. And yeah, you aren't sure what to expect. You aren't sure what it's going to be like. And I think I came to realize in that sort of sweet spot of time that there was going to be no manual for this and that it would have to just be an intuitive process. And through that, I think I have let go of a lot of the expectations for myself to have it all together or to have a roadmap planned out for something before I do it, or to know exactly how I'm going to handle a situation before it comes up. I think I started to realize that I didn't need to be as concerned about if I had it all figured out, because as my kid grows and changes, I will grow and change with them. And that has been my parenting process so far. Without getting too much into it, Jason and I, my partner and I, are very, we try to instill a lot of independence in our kid. And she is just by nature a very independent child. She has been since birth. But yeah, I think that a lot of it for me has been following her lead, which is interesting to say about a baby. But yeah, I think that a lot of the process, not only in learning how to be a parent, but also learning how to be just a better human and see things from this lens of like, oh, we all are these like tender beings that were birthed at one point and nurtured to be able to grow up into an adult, you know? And of course, unfortunately, there are sad circumstances where that nurturing doesn't take place. But, you know, you had to at least have been nourished and sheltered and things like that for you to still be here as an adult. So I think it's easy to really forget that until you are like faced with the day-to-day, minute-to-minute changes of a child. And that is a lot more evident with a baby just because they're changing all the time. But I think also with a child or a preteen or a teenager, when you start to see that growth process and see like how everything around that little person shapes who they are, you just begin to look at the world differently and start to wonder how you can move about the world in a way that is better for yourself and your kid and everybody else's kids, you know? At least I do. And I think that that is like the part of parenthood that I was expecting the least, was I thought that I needed to do all this work on myself to be this great person when my kid got here, which is true. I do think that you need to like understand who you are before you can like parent another person. But I realize now that you change so drastically just through parenthood, again, no matter how you arrive at it. from getting to watch this person grow into who they're going to be and change every day. I think that it is such a rewarding process, and it's one that you change so much through as the parent. And so, yeah, I think the thing that took me the most by surprise was just that it wouldn't necessarily matter how well I knew myself before and how good my routines were before, because all of that changed once I had a kid. So, yeah, I'm going to get into a few more of my like favorite parts of parenting. I'm probably going to have this be like the midway point of the episode, because again, I don't want to make this one too long since it's just me. Don't want to have you listening to me ramble for like, you know, half an hour. But yeah, I think that there are so many favorite parts. Honestly, we'll start with like some silly ones and then get more serious. So I really like thrifting for my kid. Like the hunt of thrifting is something I already enjoyed, but getting to find something that I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to save this and wrap it up for her birthday, or I'm so excited to see the look on her face when I give her this and she starts playing with it, or you know, if I find a cute outfit, I'm like excited to put her in it. So I think that that is definitely one of my favorite parts about having a kid, is that the things that I already enjoy, I can like make her an extension of and include her in those things, at least while she's little. And then of course, like as she gets older, if she's like, mom, like stop buying me these outfits from the thrift store, I'll stop. But for right now, I'm enjoying it. And yeah, I think that that's one of my favorite parts in general, is just like integrating her into the things that I already enjoyed, because they make them more enjoyable, and they make them make more sense almost. Like, oh, I'm glad that I learned this skill or this thing so that I can pass it along to my child who also right now is enjoying it. So that is one thing. Another thing is just seeing her figure things out. Like she, the other day we went outside, so I put on her shoes, and every day when we come back inside, I put her shoes in the same little cubby, and she wanted to try to help me put the shoes in the cubby. And it was just really sweet. And she's getting to the age where she's wanting to help more and more, and so I'm trying to encourage that. But just seeing her figure things out and recognize patterns in our life. Like she realized, oh, we're coming inside, mom's going to take my shoes off and put them away. I think those things make me feel good, because I'm like, okay, she's like learning basic human things. Like when we go outside, we put shoes on. When we come back in, we take them off. And she's learning those things from me and from her dad and from other adults in her life that we love and trust. And so seeing her figure something out and understand it for the first time and be able to help with it for the first time is really special, because it's just a reminder that like, oh yeah, we're like helping this human become a human. Like I said in my Instagram comment, hearing her laugh for the first time was, I'll never forget that. I had been looking forward to that for so long and just wondering like, what will her laugh sound like? I wondered what her voice would sound like for a long time when I was pregnant. So when I first heard her little coos, I was really emotional about that, which I'm sure is like a very common experience for moms. But yeah, the first time I heard her laugh just really sticks out to me, because I just had been wondering, I wonder what her laugh is going to sound like the first time she's got like an actual laugh and she thinks something is funny. And I've really enjoyed getting to plan things for her, like little family traditions. I'm excited about her birthday party. I'm just, so much of it has been exciting. A lot of it has been hard. But so much of it has been exciting, and just a reminder that I am entrusted with like such a great responsibility to help shape this human being into who she's going to grow up to be someday. And I think that overall is my favorite part, just knowing that for her life, as long as she'll have me, I am her partner and I will help her figure out what she needs. I'll give her the space and the encouragement to do what she can on her own. I'll, you know, let her know when I think something isn't safe and try to use my experience in life to not convince her what her experiences should be, but to help inform her of what she wants her experiences to be. And yeah, just can't wait to keep growing up with my kid. I'm going to get emotional, but just love her so much. And I am so thankful for the last year almost of being her mom. It's just the best thing I'll ever do. So Laurel, if you ever listen to this, I love you so much. Sorry it got emotional here at the end, everybody else who isn't Laurel, but how could it not, you know? So if you would like to, follow along with me and know, I don't share a whole lot about Laurel on my page. I try to be respectful of her and not put things out there that are her story to tell someday and not mine. But I do share cute little glimpses of her, like eating breakfast and stuff. So if you want to see any of that, you can head over to my page at Allison R. Carpenter. It's at AllisonRCarpenter on Instagram. If you would like to talk to Val and send her some good vibes or just see what's going on with her, she posted about it on her page. That's at val.burns at val.byrnes. Hopefully she'll be back next week, but if not, I'll be here chatting you up. So we hope that everybody had a good week. I don't have the listener question for next week just because Val and I haven't discussed which episode topic we for sure want to do. So I know that we still have a question up for the next episode that Val and I are recording together. So you can just go back and answer that question if you haven't already. What are some of your fave ways to stay focused and organized? So you can go and answer that question over on our Instagram at thisis20pod, at thisistwenty pod. And yeah, we can't wait to chat with you. And Val, if you're listening to this, we love you. Can't wait for you to be back. All right, we'll talk to you guys next week. Bye. Thanks for listening to This Is 20-Something. We have new episodes every week, and they are available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. If you'd like to show your support for this podcast, head to anchor.fm/thisis20pod and press the support icon. You can follow us on Instagram at thisis20pod, and if you really love us, you'll find the nearest iPhone user and have them give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. That is where 80 to 90% of listeners in the market find new podcasts, so leaving us as many reviews and ratings as you can really does help us spread the word. See you next week.